From Wisconsin Public Radio, this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Ezra Wall in La Crosse. The saying, art imitates life, is repeated really so often it might even be cliche. But the reality is often art does provide the context through which many of us examine our lives and understand them better. And for their new production, Every Brilliant Thing, La Crosse-based Gray Area Productions is trying to open the theater doors to as many people as possible, even regardless of their financial means. So joining us today to talk about the new production, its poignant content, and the donation-based opening night is director Pete Rydberg. Pete, welcome to WPR.
Ezra, thank you so much for having me today.
So Every Brilliant Thing, I want to hear all about the play because it really is a wonderfully unique and poignant story that's conveyed. But tell me what gave you guys the idea to have this. It's basically a free opening night performance where people can make whatever donation they're able to.
Increasing ways for audience members to access theater is at the heart of Gray Area Productions and their kind of mission. We want to make theater accessible for everyone, and for a number of productions now, they have worked to generate funding in order to offer that opening night to be pay what you can.
For a lot of people, and this is perfectly legitimate, for a lot of people, they want to go to the theater, musical performances, all aspects of the arts. They want to get away from life. They don't want to think about difficult things. They want to be entertained. They want to sing the songs that they know, that they've grown to love, and put life aside for a moment. And then there's the other side of art, which is we want to go to be challenged, to think about things a little bit differently, to learn about somebody else's story. And Every Brilliant Thing very much fits into that category. Tell me about the play.
I've wanted to do this play since the first moment I read it. I remember that very first encounter with the script, and it really got to my own preferred style of theater, which is theater that does entertain. It is a comedy at its core. You will laugh throughout, but it's talking about incredibly serious and topical subject matter. And so while I am sure you will folks will be entertained in that kind of joyous way, they're also going to be challenged to think about themes and in topics in a new way and through different lenses.
What are the main topics, themes that people will encounter?
The story of Every Brilliant Thing is about a young person struggling to cope with their mother's depression, a depression that leads to self-harm, and how a young person navigates that in their life as they grow up. The conceit of Every Brilliant Thing is our narrator of this story begins this quest to help provide a balm for their mother's depression by creating a list of every brilliant thing that makes life worth living. So as much as it will be very moving for the audience, and it will talk about suicide, and it will talk about self-harm, and it will talk about depression, the play is about finding joy.
The other thing that makes the performance different each night is that depending on which night you go, there are two different actors playing the narrator. Tell me what that brings to the play, having different actors playing that main character each day.
One of the things that drew me to this script was not only the universal nature of the story that was being told, but even in the playwright's notes at the top of the script, it says, this story can be told by any actor of any age, of any gender. You should modify this script to be local and immediate and relevant to your demographics. We have an older male performer, and we have a younger female-identified performer. And the way these two radically different types of actors interpret the play, the lens through which we see it, it is the same story, but it is a different person's story when we watch it. And it's a radically different show depending on who you are seeing, but the story is the same.
You talked about the weight of the subject matter and yet the promising and hopeful perspective that that you're trying to bring to bear at the same time. Tell me about one brilliant thing that you've changed your perspective on through the course of this production.
Just having the opportunity on a script like this to work so closely with actors on shaping the language, shaping the story, finding those peaks and valleys, and crafting a 80-minute story where once it begins, it just flows, and it will bring the audience members on such an incredible journey. So just, and it's been a long workshop process. We had our first round of auditions in May, and so we've been working on this for months, and it's just been slowly developing, and we are at such a wonderful point where next week we start inviting preview audiences in. Because of that interactive nature, we're really excited to give the actors the opportunity to rehearse with live humans in the audience who are not part of their production team, who don't already know the lines, don't already know how we should be responding. And that's brilliant as well. And for me, personally, on a very personal level, when I moved to La Crosse, it was the first time in probably 20 years where I did not have a next project. So for me, getting back in the rehearsal hall after 2 years of being absent is really a really brilliant thing. And it's been a wonderful, wonderful time.
Every Brilliant Thing opens on September 11th and runs through the 21st at the Pump House. It's produced by Gray Area Productions. The director is Pete Rydberg, with whom I've been speaking. Pete, thank you very much for joining us on Morning Edition.
Thank you so much, Ezra.
Remember, if you have an idea or something you'd like to let us know about in southwestern Wisconsin and you think we should be talking about it on Morning Edition, you can let me know by sending me an email. Our email address is southwest@wpr.org. That's southwest@wpr.org. And remember, you can always find great stories from WPR News online at wpr.org. I'm Ezra Wall from our bureau in La Crosse. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.